remember those times when they used to come round to people's workplaces.
Yeah.
There'd be something like put over the reception and everyone would come out and choose the video thing, wasn't it?
But let me tell you a funny story about that exact thing that you mentioned. Do you remember the movie Kenny with Shane Jacobson?
He was
the toilet guy. Oh, I've got goosebumps. I have got goosebumps the size of real goosebumps. So this story must be true. Shane Jacobson and his brother sunk a lot of money into that movie. They had splashdown plumbing. It's near the Vegemite factory out in Brooklyn. You can see it from the freeway going down to Geelong. Mr. Jacobson, the movie director and producer, he had his master disc, the editing disc. And just before he was happy with it, he was happy with it, and he sent the master disc to a place in South Melbourne for it to be printed and distributed as a DVD. He then went and watched it, you know, for probably the 100,000th time and noticed that there was a slight sound glitch in the first 5 seconds of the opening credit. So he corrected the glitch and then sent a new disc to the pressing studios for correction. So, you know, this is version 1.2 or 10.12 or whatever. So he'd finally got it absolutely perfect. When the movie came out, it was a big hit. And within a couple of days of the movie's premiere, a little chap came around to Splashdown Plumbing with a bag full of DVD. And, of course, the staff all bought one. And they bought a copy of Kenny, Mr. Jacobson's movie. It had the sound glitch. So it was someone from the production company, I won't name names, had given it to a friend, lent it to a friend. Who knows what had happened? This thing had just, and it absolutely crueled their DVD sales because it was already out in perfect quality apart from a tiny little click in the opening credits. This breaks my heart. I was given the task of finding the source, but AFAX didn't want to pay me any money. They said, oh, look, no, it's out there, it's done and dusted, we'll just mop up. We don't want to give you a budget to do a special in-house investigation at the video pressing company, the DVD pressing company. And it would have been very, very easy. It would have just been staff interrogation all round and someone would crack. I took this bad news to Dan and his brother and they said, we haven't got any money left. Thinking that I said, look, I would do it for free if I could, but AFAC are not putting their hand in their pocket for this investigation. So they lost, and eventually the movie broke, more than broke even, and they made a lot of money out of it. To have something, some crucial evidence that only had one source would have been a fantastic opportunity to get good press coverage and look how evil these people are, blah, blah, blah. But Neil Gaiman couldn't tie it to terrorism, so he didn't give me the budget. Quite sad, really.